This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Navy says video shows an Iranian patrol boat removing an unexploded limpet mine from the hull of one of two tankers attacked in the Gulf of Oman Thursday. Friday, President Donald Trump issued a warning to Tehran on the Fox News program Fox and Friends. He said the United States is not taking the attacks lightly.
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Trump said Iran has been weakened since he won the U.S. presidency, but remains a threat. Both ships were struck at dawn Thursday by what U.S. military officials believe were mines. Also on Fox and Friends Friday morning, President Trump reversed course over whether he would report any foreign interference in a political campaign to U.S. law enforcement. He said he would certainly look at information presented by a foreign power, but he'd report it as well.
Of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
Trump said in an interview with ABC News earlier this week he would accept assistance from a foreign entity looking to interfere in U.S. politics, saying there was nothing wrong with it. The Trump administration hopes to soon conclude a deal with Guatemala that would block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the U.S. VOA has obtained an unsigned copy of a 7-page draft White House agreement, which would establish a safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. Under the terms of the agreement, migrants fleeing persecution in El Salvador and Honduras would be required to seek asylum in Guatemala. The draft is set to be presented to the government in Guatemala City later this week. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli jets hit Hamas bases in Gaza Friday in response to a rocket fired